Hi, I'm Tara, and welcome to Let's Do Books. I'm excited because this week I'm joined by Jenny Frame, and I'm a very big fan of her books if you've been paying attention to me, so this is a pretty big deal for me. Jenny is the author of 13 lesbian romances, and she's been a very busy writer because last month she had a novella released in the collection Still Not Over You, which also includes novellas by Carson Tate and Allie Valley. And next month, her book Longing for You is coming out, which is the second book in the Wild For You series. All of her books are available everywhere from Bold Strokes Books. Welcome, Jenny.
Hi, Tala. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, it's great to speak to you, too. So you are here to talk about your journey with lesbian fiction. So how did you first discover it?
Well, I discovered it quite late. I had no idea that lesfic existed until about 10 years ago. All my experience with romance novels came from, you know, straight romance, Regency romance, historicals, that kind of thing. Then 10 years ago, I was working for the civil service and I injured my back and I had to medically retire from my work. So I was left kind of in a kind of dark place and nothing to occupy my time or my brain. I can't remember exactly how it happened, but I was watching a box set of Xena Warrior Princess, and because I'd liked it when it was on TV at the time. And after I was finished, I thought, I wonder if there's any more TV specials of it. So I got onto Google, typed in Xena Warrior Princess, and instead I got page after page of fanfic, another thing I didn't know existed, had not a clue, but not for long, because I devoured it all. Absolutely loved it. That took me, sort of the classic Xena fanfic, to Uber and original stories also hosted on the sites, which led me to my two favourite authors, Radcliffe and Allie Valley, which then led me to Bold Strokes Books, and then the whole lesfic world opened up to me. And I was kind of like a kid in a candy store when I found that out. I couldn't believe that I didn't know there was published lesfic out there. It was amazing. And I just read everything I could. Absolutely loved it.
Did you end up writing any fanfic?
Yes. That was my first tentative steps. I'd never written before at all. I think most writers have maybe written a little when they were younger, but I was never encouraged to do so. I also had a good imagination. I knew as a child would tell myself little stories, you know, to entertain myself, but never thought to write it down. But when I became very familiar with fanfic, I thought maybe that's something I could try and do. You know, and with not having much to occupy my time with not working, then that would be something creative, some sort of outlet for me. The other thing that I wanted, that propelled me to write, was I wanted to write stories with butch characters that represented them a little bit better than some, not all of it, some of the lesfic I had read. I found that some of the stories would take a butch character and feel that there was something wrong with them, displaying this masculinity. And over the course of the love story, they would find a way to soften and change through the love from the other character. And I wanted to show butch characters that were confident in themselves and in their masculine traits and femmes to love them for exactly who they are and encourage them. And that's what I did with my first fanfic. It was called The Road to Dencot House. And when I posted that, I honestly thought that I would get emails that it was maybe too butch femme, or because there was strap-ons in it, which can be a sensitive subject sometimes. But I was blown away with the reaction I got. People really seemed to like it, and butch readers that emailed me thanked me for representing something of who they were in the stories without trying to change them. So that meant the world to me, and it still does today.
Yeah, that's definitely, like, you are known, I would say, for your butch characters especially. I know I've had conversations with Sheena, and she's had conversations with other folks on her podcast about how they're just different. Like, I think you and Aurora Ray especially write butch characters very differently. So it doesn't feel like, oh, we're replicating mainstream romance, but we're just going to stick a butch woman in here as a man. And I think you've done a world of good for bringing some much needed better representation and also just like variety to the types of butch women that we see. Because I think the other thing, now I'm just fangirling at you, but the other thing that I personally appreciate too is seeing, I'm not going to like point fingers, I don't think that's fair, but there are some authors that when they write butch characters, they kind of write the same character over and over again. And you're not doing that. Like, yes, you might have a butch character in each book, but they're all different people fundamentally at their core.
Yeah, totally. Because there's such a wide spectrum of people you're going to get. And it depends as well, when I set up the book, what the pairing is. You know, because when I wrote Charming the Vicar with Bridget and Finn, they were going to be a very different type of couple just because of who the main character Bridget was in Charming the Vicar. So it very much depends on when I'm doing my character work and I can work out what type of people they are, the couple are to each other. And hopefully that brings a different style of butch character in each book. I hope so, anyway.
Mm-hmm. So how long did it take for you to make the leap from writing fanfic, like, and getting started writing fanfic to writing original fiction and submitting it and, you know, actually getting accepted into publication?
I think it was just like a couple of years. I had written quite a few fanfic stories and had good feedback, and I decided that I would write something from scratch for a publisher, you know, make that my project. I'm going to try and get published and see what happens. And I wrote a royal romance. It took me quite a while because I put a lot of effort into that with the characters and the history, and because it's about the royal family, there's a lot of details to get right. And then I sent it to Bold Strokes first of all, because they were like my dream publisher, because all my favourite authors were, you know, were there. So that was the one I was going to try first. I didn't think that it would happen for me, but they got back to me and said that they liked it, and I was absolutely over the moon. It was amazing, the best thing. And I haven't looked back since, really. Just kept working away at each book.
Do you still write fanfic at all?
No, I haven't done, but it's not because I don't want to, it's just that I haven't had the time.
Mm-hmm.
Usually as soon as I finish a book, I'm on to the next one. You know, I've got like about two books ahead. So, you know, I'm always telling people on Facebook that followed me from fanfic that I'm going to get back to finishing a couple of stories, and I will do at some point. It's just that I don't have the time at the moment, but I do want to. It's something that I enjoyed.
Thank you for being an awesome listener and supporting Tilt, the channel that brings you all the podcasts you want to hear. You're listening to Tilt. Find more podcasts on thelesbiantalkshow.com.
So you write both series and standalones,
mm-hmm.
but often there's a lot of connectedness between your books. What do you like about writing series versus standalones? Is there something that draws you to one versus the other?
I think with a series, when I start off with the first book, I always know whether it's going to be a standalone or a series. So when I get the couple for the first book, I can start to populate, like, for example, if it's the village in Axdale, I start to populate the village and I can see which characters will be in there, who would hook up with who and things like that. So I've often got an idea of book two and book three, who's going to be the love story in those books. So quite often I've already decided there will be a series before I've started. And that, I think that comes from watching the great TV shows that used to be on in the 80s and the 90s, the sort of sagas, if you know what I mean, the Regency romance type of sagas, and it would follow a family over generations and things like that. So I kind of think that way. I always think, right, I've got that couple, they're sorted, but I need to create a love story for the next character and the next character. I really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. And are you still an avid reader of lesfic now that you... Because you're releasing probably, what, 3 or 4 books a year, right?
I don't find as much time to read, but I rely on audiobooks a great deal. I love audiobooks. That is a great way to keep up with your reading. And you can just potter about the house and inside a story and you're there. So I use audiobooks an awful lot.
Are there any recent books that you've listened to that you would recommend people check out?
Well, my favourite series of books was recently put onto audiobook. They're older books, but the Kane Casey series from Ali Valley, the first books in that series are a few years back now, but they were just, Bold Strokes just recently have been putting them all on audiobook. And that's been great to hear the characters that I've read about for so long come to life. I really do enjoy audiobooks.
I know you said that you read a lot of Regency romances before and a lot of like historical hetero romances before you discovered lesfic. Have you checked out yet The Lady's Guide to Celestial Mechanics by Olivia Waite?
Nope, haven't.
Okay. I have a tip for you then about this book. Because when I saw the cover for that book, I gasped. Because it looked like the historical romances that I would steal from my mom, but it had two women on the cover. And I was like, is this for real? Is this a thing that's actually happening? And I read it, and it is like one of those romances, but it has two women. So Avon Impulse put it out. And so it's a full-length historical romance that, you know, it takes a while to get through. It's quite meaty, and it's just so good. It has lady scientists. One of them is a botanist who is also very into, like, there's a lot about embroidery because she embroiders these, the plants that she's into. And the other one is an astronomer. Sorry, I don't know why I hesitated on that. My brain immediately reached for the word astrologer, and it's like, those are wildly different things. One of them is, yeah, one is a scientific field, one is not. And it just, I don't know, it's lovely. It's one of those, like, smashing the patriarchy books. And I don't know if it's an audio yet or not, but if it is, you might want to check it out because it's just wonderful.
Sounds fantastic. I'll definitely check that out.
Are there any books that are kind of on your radar that you're hoping, that you're looking forward to?
I did see cover reveal yesterday on Facebook from Carson Tate. I don't know if it's sometime next year, about a lawyer who works for the mob. I think she said she'd be kind of inspired by Ali Valley and her characters. So I thought, ooh, that sounds good. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's great. I guess one of the last things I want to ask, because you've been writing as a part of the lesbian fiction community for a while now, and you've probably seen the way it's changed and how, you know, it's really growing, not just growing, but like exploding in popularity. What would you say is kind of the biggest change that you've seen? And, like, how do you feel about where we're headed? What are you excited about?
Well, there's two things. The first thing would be the continuation of the rise of audiobooks, because I think that's just the demand for them is just going through the roof. And when I announce a book on Facebook or Twitter, the first question I'm always asked is, when is it out in audiobook? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like people are wanting the audiobook sometimes before the actual book, or maybe as a companion with it. So I think that's going to get more and more, and maybe there'll be a multimedia aspect that will come with that. I'm not sure. But the other thing I've noticed very recently, and, you know, it's come out of a bad thing, but with coronavirus and all the book conventions and everything being called off, the publishers have had to be quite on their toes and find ways to connect with readers. And I think the move to online talks and Q&As that have been happening is really great, especially for readers outside the US. You know, I couldn't really go to any book events in America, but you can be there and you can be face-to-face with the authors you like and you love over video. And I think that's going to be a feature that's going to keep going past this difficult period, more interaction between reader and publishers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the last thing I'm going to say, which I didn't tell you I was going to ask, so we can edit this out if you're not prepared. So your next book is coming out next month, Longing for You. Is there anything that you would want to tell readers about this? Do you want to tell them a little bit about this book?
Longing for You is the second in my vampire series. It's been quite some time since I wrote the first one. And it's a continuation on the vampire war that sort of started in the first book. But it also links up, which I'm quite excited about, it links up my wolf series into the vampire world. So it brings a lot of those characters in. So rather than having the separate vampire and wolf series that are in different worlds, they're all in the one world, they're all in the one paranormal world. And I think that'll give me a lot of scope in the future for telling lots of different stories and from having characters come in and out from different series to interact. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's exciting. Jenny, where can people find you online if they'd like to connect with you?
Well, you can find me on my website, which is www.jennyframe.com. And you can also email me at jennyframe91@yahoo.com, and I'll be delighted to hear from you.
That is all for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much. It was great.
I'm Tara, and you've been listening to Les Do Books. You can email me at tara@thelesbianreview.com with your questions or comments. If you're an author who's interested in joining me on the show to talk about the lesfic you love or the trends that have you interested, please let me know. If you've enjoyed this episode, please check out the show notes where you'll find a Patreon link for Tilt or visit patreon.com/thelesbiantalkshow. Our patrons get exclusive content like bonus podcasts that no one else gets access to. To find this and many other great shows, all you need to do is search for Tilt, spelled T-L-T, on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, or Spotify.